So Tesla's tryst with India, where did Elon Musk hit the speed bump? First, let me explain what has happened. So here's the thing. Elon Musk got a tweet from Pranay Patole, who's going to join us in just a short moment. And Pranay Patole asked him a question. He said, "Yo, Elon Musk, any further update as to when Tesla will launch in India? They're pretty awesome and deserve to be in every corner of the world." Elon Musk then replied to this tweet saying, "Still working through a lot of challenges with the government." Then what happened? Well, here is what followed after this tweet. 6 states tried to woo Tesla after Musk had flagged challenges with the government. Tesla had urged the center to withdraw social welfare surcharge on 10% on electric cars. Telangana, Bengal, Maharashtra, Punjab, Tamil Nadu and Karnataka invited Musk to set up a plant. Telangana said, "We'll be happy to partner with Tesla." Maharashtra said, "We'll provide you with all the necessary help." Navjot Singh Sidhu said, "I invite Elon Musk. Punjab model will create a best platform." West Bengal said, "Drop here. We have the best infra." Karnataka says, "Mr. Musk, come to Karnataka." And this went on and on and on. So the big question that we are asking, and these are the big questions, very, very important actually, while all of this is happening. Question number one on your screen. What is the exact nature of the challenge being faced by Elon Musk and Tesla? That we still do not know with great amount of clarity. Question number two. Does Elon Musk want an import duty waiver for Tesla? Is that what he wants? Question three. Won't a waiver or a tax rebate or a discount or whatever he wants for one manufacturer be unfair to the others? Question four. Does Tesla only want to sell cars in India and not make in India? Because if that is the case, then all these invites that are coming from the States, they mean nothing. Let me now introduce Mr. Pawan Goenka. Mr. Goenka is a well-known face, former MD of Mahindra and Mahindra Limited. Mr. Goenka, Tesla owner Elon Musk in a tweet has said that he's facing great amount of challenges. What, according to you, could be the problem because of which the States have now come in to help him?
Yeah. So it depends on what Mr. Elon Musk is looking for. If he's looking for duty reduction, then that's not a state government subject. That's a central government subject. And central government has to take an overall view on it, taking into consideration the policies that India has for import duties for automobiles and the desire to increase electric vehicle penetration in India. So there's some balancing the central government maybe looking at thinking about. If it's a question of how to incentivize setting up a plant in India for Tesla, then that's very much a state subject. And the states can offer land, the states can offer different kind of shops for setting up a plant. And correct. Every state obviously is buying for that. 2 or 3 states have reached out to him. I saw that in the papers today. And that therefore both central government and state government have a role to play in making it happen. I do not know what Mr. Musk is alluding to in terms of saying I'm facing it.
Sure, sure. Now, Mr. Goenka, I wanted to ask you what, according to you, is that big moment, that big horizon for the smooth adaptation of the EVs, electric vehicles? I remember you saying that we've been slow to adapt.
See, again, it depends on segment, Sandesh. As I said earlier, that two-wheelers now are pretty much over the hump. This year, last year, we sold about 250,000 or thereabouts two-wheelers. And I see that number doubling every year for the next 4 to 5 years. And I would not be at all surprised if 2025-26, we sell maybe 3-3.5 million electric two-wheeler, which will be about 16-17% of the overall market. So that's, I think, pretty much in the bag. There are enough new players that have come in. The big guys have stayed away so far, but they will, I'm sure, jump in. But a lot of new players who have come in and making good, affordable two-wheelers. When it comes to three-wheelers, story is similar. In this case, even the big players like Mahindra, Piaggio, Kinetic are in the game. And there are many small players who are coming in. Vehicles are very affordable, cost less than owning a diesel or a CNG three-wheeler. And therefore, that also should go very rapidly. And I will not be at all surprised if we see 20-25% penetration by 2025-26. Buses, again, we will find more and more desire to go to buses, and we have good products available through our two manufacturers and also some foreign manufacturers who are playing in the bus segment. The only segment that I said earlier that is slow to take off is the passenger vehicle segment. And there, everybody has kind of announced their intention to launch major projects. Everybody announced huge investments into the passenger vehicle segment. But we don't have specific launch dates yet. And what India needs are multiple products in the 8 lakh to 12 lakh price point. So hatchback at about 8 lakh and a sedan at about 12 lakh. We have one each right now. We need to have multiple products from multiple manufacturers. And once that happens, I see no reason why it won't take off.
True.
Because consumers do want choices. They don't want to have to choose from a choice of one. So that will probably be the last one in India to take off. But the global market for passenger vehicles now is almost 3 million vehicles a year.
Yeah.
Out of which India probably sold last year about 10,000 vehicles. So India has a lot of catching up to do.
I agree, a lot of catching up to do. But it's interesting that you mentioned the range as 8 lakhs to 12 lakhs, because the company that we are talking about here, you won't even get a nut for that price. Tesla cars are way more expensive.
So that will remain a niche segment in India. So it's like, you know, how many luxury vehicles can India consume? Not too many. And if you're talking in that price point, you will have few people who would obviously want to own those high-end electric vehicles, but that number will be very, very small, and that number won't be enough for any company to probably put a lot of investment on the ground to make a fully integrated manufacturing facility in India, unless they decide, and which they can, unless they decide to make India a manufacturing base for Southeast Asia and export from here.
Okay, I think that's an important point. You're saying that unless a manufacturer like Tesla makes India the international manufacturing hub, that means they manufacture it here and then sell it across the world. Do you think that this is a possibility worth considering?
Yeah, I very much think so. Because see, the PLI scheme applies to all shapes and sizes and price points of vehicle. Whether it's a 5 lakh vehicle or a 50 lakh vehicle or 2 crore vehicle, PLI scheme is applicable. So as long as the manufacturers are able to meet the requirement of PLI vehicle, and PLI scheme is designed primarily for electric vehicles. IC engine vehicles are not covered in the PLI scheme.
Hmm.
And therefore, if these manufacturers can actually invest here and make PLI and use the vehicles that qualify for PLI benefit, they can get as much as 13, 14, 15% of subsidy from the government.
Hmm.
And make the vehicle very affordable for export.
Hmm.
And when it comes to export, there will not be any import duty disadvantage, because whatever import duty is paid for importing components will be set off when they're exporting the vehicle.
I think that's an important point. Mr. Goenka, thank you very much. Pleasure talking to you. Let's now introduce our panelists, Dr. Shashi Panja, Minister of State for Women and Child Development and Social Welfare, Government of West Bengal. Mr. Vinkesh Gulati, President of the Federation of Automobile Dealers Association. Pranay Patole, he's a software developer at Tata Consultancy Services. It's his tweet that set all of this off. So, Mr. Patole, thank you very much for joining us. And Siddharth Vinayak Patankar, Editor-in-Chief of Car and Bike. Thank you very much, Siddharth. Such a pleasure to see you after so long. Siddharth, let's begin with you first. Elon Musk and his tryst, Tesla's tryst with India. You've seen the arguments that are floating around. What is your take?
All right, let's try and get some perspective on this. Firstly, Sanket, should Tesla come to India? Sure. I think Indian consumers deserve all the choices. Will Tesla come to India? Like any manufacturer, like any company, it's going to look to see if it makes good business sense for it to do so or not. Pavan was talking just a little while ago about how the luxury segment has yet to really take off, is unlikely to really take off. I mean, we were just talking a few days ago about how all the luxury cars sold in India in a whole year is less than what gets sold in China in 1 month. And so really, you know, our entire automobile sales, like the manufacturing of cars in India, stands at about 3 million units. In China, they sold 3 million luxury cars last year, more than. So the point is that when you are comparing to such markets where the options are a whole lot more lucrative, firstly, is this worth Tesla's while? I think that's what we need to ask. Secondly, the point about making in India. From the government point of view, it makes total sense. Look, we want to try and get all the manufacturing here. We want to have the jobs here. We want to also have a little bit of localization, which benefits local suppliers and benefits the overall industry. I totally get that argument. I support that argument. But from Tesla's point of view, to play devil's advocate, here's the thing. That company has about 1 million units manufacturing capacity, give or take, that's already in place between its plants in China and the United States. It's also adding 500,000 units annual capacity plant in Berlin that's going to service the European market. And in that kind of a scenario, does Tesla really require another big plant? The simple answer is it does not. And so what we are trying to sort of chase here is the celebrity of Tesla. It's the celebrity of Mr. Musk. It's about getting that one prize crown jewel here to India. But at what cost? Because even if you offer manufacturing SOPs, the question is, does Tesla need that manufacturing? I think that's what we have to ask, because the Southeast Asian market, not huge for luxury cars. The European market covered by the Berlin plant. China, the huge behemoth of a market already covered by the plant in China, certainly can't import cars into China anyway. And of course, the United States already covered with the plants in California. So what are we really aiming for? Which is why what Tesla is looking for are SOPs when it comes to import duties. Here is where I think there is an opportunity to say, look, you want certain SOPs, they have to come with preconditions. Are those preconditions linked to manufacturing, or are they linked to giving back to the country in terms of technology transfer, or maybe having the sourcing of components?
But you know, the problem, Siddharth, over there is going to be that you make an exception for one company. What happens to the others? I mean, there are others who are playing by the rule in this country.
It certainly can't be for one. And I think that's why everybody is watching this very closely. You've seen manufacturers like Mercedes-Benz and Hyundai announcing now finally that they will assemble electric cars in India as early as starting this year. I think the reason those announcements were even delayed in the first place was because of this wait and watch to say, hey, what's going to happen with Tesla? Because whatever happens with Tesla, of course, applies to everybody else. It simply has to.
Correct. Okay. Pranay Patole, welcome. What forced you to come up with that tweet? And you know, I'll tell you a little secret. You've got Mr. Gulati right here, who seems to, who has a thing or two to say about your tweets as well.
Why did
he choose to respond to you?
I'm a big admirer of Elon Musk, to be very honest, and I've been following him for past 5 years, and we even chat on DMs, like direct message on Twitter, and I really admire, and he's a fantastic guy. What he is doing with SpaceX, revolutionizing the entire EV industry, trying to make life multiplanetary, and with his boring company, he's trying to solve traffic problems that we have facing, that we have been facing since ages. And with Neuralink, he's also trying to solve some brain and spine problems. So that is quite big impact he's targeting, and I really admire him. So we have quite a lot of interactions on Twitter.
Wow. When did that happen? I didn't know that he's so approachable.
Well, he has 70 million followers, so he's obviously very hard to, you know, approach. But, you know, I got his attention. He was intrigued by my tweets, and I'm a long-term Tesla supporter. I'm a long-term SpaceX supporter. I like rocket science. I like space. And so, you know, he liked my tweets. So we chat back and forth nowadays.
Nice. You're making it sound so casual, no? I have lunch and then I talk to Elon Musk and then I tweet and then he replies.
No, that is how it is, actually. That is how it is. Initially, when he used to reply to me, I was like crazy. I mean, I used to show it to my mom and dad, like, see, Elon Musk replied to me, the Elon Musk replied to me, and now it's like very casual.
Brilliant. You see, the thing is, Mr. Gulati feels that all of this was set up. Mr. Gulati, why did you tweet that? You question on why Mr. Patole, why a response to Mr. Patole's tweet?
So, hi, Shankar.
Yeah, it could be like a very simple and natural thing to have happened.
So, hi, Sanket. Thanks for having me. Obviously, see, there are a lot of customers who are writing to Tesla. I see at least 100 tweets in a month going to Elon that when the Tesla is coming to India. And it's not today. It's been for the past, what, 4 or 5 years this is happening. Since, I feel, 3 years back, they started booking Teslas for India. There are a lot of customers who have booked and still waiting for the launch. So a lot of tweets are going. But when Mr. Patole tweets and Elon responses to a tweet, which was going on in the social media for long, you start thinking, why is this happening? And that is why I wrote specifically, is it instigated? So basically, Tesla for the past 1 year has gone through ARAI. They have gone to MORTH, heavy industry. There are team members who are interacting with the heavy ministries and all. But I don't know what happened because of this tweet that Elon has to give a message.
What's your feeling? You're saying that he's trying to put pressure with the help of this tweet. I mean, he's been successful in having us debate this, but yeah. What do you feel? What was the objective, to put pressure on the government?
He's trying to put the pressure on the government, because the government normally, this current government is trying to say that it's ease of business, wanting FDI, increasing manufacturing and all that, supporting the businessmen. So indirectly, the tweet means that the kind of support what Elon Musk needs for Tesla is not being given by the Indian government.
Hmm. Okay. Dr. Shashi Panja is also with us, minister in the West Bengal government, one of the governments in this country who said, come, set up your shop here. Dr. Panja, the only problem is that Mr. Elon Musk does not want to do that. As of this moment, it appears he only wants to sell his cars. And for that, he does not, and you know, whatever he wants is out of your jurisdiction. So do you feel that this is just a feel-good tweet that all state governments are writing to him, whereas this is something he doesn't even want?
No, it just reflects our aspirations. And actually, the person whom we are discussing has also not yet made clear, or rather, the government of India probably knows, but we are not sure. But we can merely speculate. And I am not an automobile expert, but it was a very interesting discussion, I must say. And having heard the previous speakers, yes, you know, what we can actually aspire for, or is that there seems to be some difficulty that he is facing with the union government, which of course is not very clear. But is that something, there is a part which Mr. Goenka also mentioned where the state can play a role. So that is what we were merely mentioning.
No, Dr. Panja, the state can play a role.
We have a land bank.
Correct. So the state can play a role when he decides to manufacture here, where he needs your land bank. As of this moment, it appears he does not need the land bank. Siddharth Vinayak Patankar here says that it doesn't make sense for him to set up this shop here. Why would he want to do that?
No. It's not very clear. No, it's not very clear. We just wanted to express our interest and that he's welcome to Bengal. Now, if, you know, it can be so. I may merely speculate that having seen he is definitely a high-end electrical car manufacturer.
Yeah.
And if even in India, cannot afford that. Maybe he will customize to the Indian market. It could be so. Mm. And if it's so that he decides on manufacturing, so why not in Bengal? And, you know, once it comes to something like manufacturing, we can think of the ancillary units which would also develop, which actually, you know, gets the stimulus and generation of jobs. Sure. That's what the state is thinking of. I think it's fair enough for us to think, yes, we can look for industry, we can look for some jobs. And that's what, are industry friendly.
Absolutely.
And that's the scenario we wanted to
So I think as far as state governments are concerned, Siddharth, this was a great opportunity for them to position and market themselves and land themselves as you know, investment friendly, investor friendly, business friendly states. But the requirement of this gentleman seems to be very different. Now, I want to ask you, is there not an element of unfairness if the government does go ahead and agree with Mr. Elon Musk's demands? Because, you know, you've got other international manufacturers who are manufacturing with these Indian terms and conditions.
Oh, absolutely right. And especially when you talk about electric, right? Because a lot of manufacturers have tried to say that, hey, when it comes to electric, if you want to be sort of seen as progressive as a country, you want to increase the number of electric vehicles on the road, maybe you need special separate policies for electric. it's something that the government hasn't quite bitten on, right? We haven't really seen, yes, there's the FAME scheme, but let's not just get caught up in only that, because when you talk about serious incentives for electric vehicles, then you start making comparisons to, like, you know, the kind of schemes we saw in China or in Norway or even in the United States in the past. Some of those schemes are actually unwinding now globally, while we have still not really gone, you know, fully head on into one. The point about the state governments is interesting, and you pretty much mirrored what I was thinking, that look, this is a great opportunity to also talk to the rest of that community. It's not just about, now I don't know the motivation behind what each state government was thinking, putting this on Twitter. But having said that, if there is a more shrewd sort of an approach to this, remember, even someone like a Hyundai or Kia, you know, the Hyundai Motor Group has a massive manufacturing capacity in India, is already facing a capacity crunch. When they have to start looking at serious numbers with electric vehicles, Tata Motors has hived off its electric vehicle business as a separate subsidiary. Hmm. When they start looking at big numbers, anybody you talk about, there would be a requirement for some fresh capacity. When Toyota and Maruti finally get their act together and jump into the electric bandwagon, at that point, yes, being progressive, being investor friendly, and maybe being EV friendly is certainly a great image to have for a state government, because there is going to be some amount of, I'm not saying all the manufacturing capacity today is useless to EVs. A lot of it can be rejigged. But what I'm saying is that when it comes to greenfield capacity for electric vehicles, it's not just about Tesla. You know, Tesla is the iPhone of the car world, but is it the highest selling electric car? Not necessarily. Yes, for a while it is. But what I'm trying to say is that there's a whole lot of other companies. They're all watching. At some point, India will become hot for this space. And yes, I think the point made by the representative from the Bengal government is very valid, that we all know Mr. Musk is the kind of person who might one day wake up and say, yes, I got to do a budget car for emerging markets. Mm. At that point, does India become the obvious choice? Mm. Perhaps yes.
Very, very significant. Mr. Patole, I'm going to come back to you in just a short moment. There's some questions on the Koo app also. Deepak Kumar Sharma writes, Tesla's tryst with India is for a very long time now, with nearly 3 years of talks with the government and four states approaching to form its or make its factory. Though its challenge stays with import exceptions, as EVs require sustainable platform for initial development. We have Mr. Sudhanshu Singh also, who says Tesla's response in various tweets shows the orthodox thinking of the central government in building relations with the states. Now, Pranay, see, the point is, you admire Mr. Elon Musk. He talks to you, as you said. I so envy you. You also love Tesla Motors, that car. You would want to see it here. But see, it has to make sense. In the larger scheme of things, would you want a more sustained way of that model coming to India? Or the phenomena called Tesla and the personality called Elon Musk must, you know, empower through any decision-making process of this country? I think this is what it is. To get a personality called Elon Musk to invest in India at any cost, or to get investment on your terms?
See, as we all know, in my opinion, that EVs are the future, and EVs will be big eventually. So I think what Elon Musk wants is for the government to initially reduce the import duties so that he can bring some Tesla cars and see how the Indian market performs. And then maybe within a few years, if he sees that Indian market has big potential, which it has, obviously. And
but Pranay, will that not be unfair? You just heard the discussion. Will that not be unfair to the people who are already manufacturing in India? He is not the only EV manufacturer.
That is true, but he is one of the big EV manufacturers. And when you think about Tesla, all you see is EVs. When you say Mercedes, you have a petrol ICE engine cars, you have hybrid vehicles, but there is no such EV vehicle. Mm. So Tesla is all about electric. And I think Tesla is, as Siddharth rightly said, that Tesla is the iPhone of car industry, EV industry.
It's just that iPhone is also going to be manufactured in this country, by the way.
That is true. Yeah. That is true. Yes.
So why shouldn't Tesla be manufactured? Mr. Gulati, your closing comments.
So Sanket, basically what I'll tell you, if you see the last year figures, there were only 96 or 100 electric vehicle registered in India, with all the four big players of Mercedes, Audi, Volvo and all that. See, when you talk of Tesla, which means if it comes to India, it won't come at a product price which is below 50 lakhs or 60 lakhs. And that is not what India is. India is a market of 3 lakh vehicle cars per month. And in that 3 cars, there are only 3,000 cars which sell at that price count or above that price point. So why would Indian government be give that importance to them? If they agree to come up with a product around 10 lakh rupees for electric vehicle, that is where India is lagging, and that is what...
No, but then, you know, Mr. Gulati, it's a little unfair to expect. If the manufacturer on his own decides that this is good for my business and comes up with a model, one can understand. But to say that, look, we need something in the 8 lakh price range, so Tesla must manufacture something worth 8 lakhs.
My point was, if they need some support, they should at least cover up what India wants as of today. Sure. If they want to sell a product which is 60 lakh to 1 crore, which goes to the niche market with the HNIs, why would an India government be interested in?
That's
Mercedes
very important.
Is selling EV at 1 crore. Even if Tesla comes at a crore, they'll be able to sell 1,000 vehicle per month. And there are customers for that. So for that 1,000 vehicle, it won't affect a lot seeing our India automobile product.
Okay, last comment. Yes, last comment, Siddharth, please. Running out of time.
Yeah, I just want to quickly make this point that, look, today the government already offers a particular option to all manufacturers, not just one, to bring in cars up to about 2,400 units a year that you don't have to homologate. Yes, you still have to pay the customs duty, no doubt, but it allows you to bring these cars in with, you know, all the hassle of red tape being cut completely out and being able to approach the market very quickly. A lot of the EVs we have seen driving in the last 1 year, yes, they cost about a crore, but they've used that scheme to their advantage. If Tesla wants to test waters, wants to see the reaction of Indian, you know, usage on our roads and Indian consumers, use that scheme, bring in the cars, just import them, and I can guarantee you they will still sell out, just like we've seen the Audi e-tron or the Jaguar I-Pace or the Mercedes EQC. They're
very
all electric cars. They're all sold out, and they've sold out in a much shorter time than expected. Are you telling me you can't sell 2,000 Teslas in the first year given all the hype? I'm pretty sure they'll be sold out in less than 6 months.
Less than 6 months? I would say...
6 weeks.
6 weeks, exactly. Thank you very much to all of you all. Pranay Patole, can you please use your influence on Mr. Elon Musk to ask him to give us an interview? We'll be more than happy to know from him what he thinks.
Definitely. I'm trying to get an interview with him.
Okay. Nice talking to you. Thank you very much. We come to the end of this broadcast. Good night and goodbye.